This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
My mind's made up. I'm gonna follow all my dreams. Schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote this song. And now you can sing along.
Now you can swing along on the show today. This is Dean Olson with Strong Rider on the radio. You are about to hear the third and final installment of my conversation with Ben Bailey. www.benbaileymusic.com. We're going to sample three of his tracks from his album, A Bird in the Hand. So let's get right into it. There's a lot of music and stories to share, and I'll be with you on the other side. All right, people, you are listening to an extended conversation with musician Ben Bailey and me. We are discussing A Bird in the Hand, which is Ben's brand new debut CD of 8 tracks of big band swinging goodness. You got to check this out, but one thing you're not going to get in the liner notes are behind-the-scenes commentary or stories, and that's what I'm hoping for right now. So, Ben, if you will, could you please tell me a little bit about, I'm going to pick one at random here, Big Dipper by Thaddeus Jones. How about telling us a little bit about that track, sir?
Yeah, the great Thad Jones and Mel Lewis. The Big Dipper has a great, greasy kind of swing feel, but it's from the 1969 recording Central Park. Thad and Mel got a Grammy for this recording. It was really actually off an album, a funk rock kind of album.
Oh.
And but this is a nice swinging tune, and I try to emulate my one of my favorite drummers, Mel Lewis. And there you'll hear a few Melisms in there. I try to do my best to pay homage to Mel.
What is he known for? Like triplets or anything like that?
Well, Mel is just known as a great leader and a great big band drummer.
Okay.
And so he has a wonderful time feel and wonderful composition, the way he composes when he's playing the drums.
Great.
He creates that mood. And he collaborated with Thad Jones on several things, and they played in New York City and at the Village Vanguard every Monday night.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
good stuff.
That's a Big Dipper, yeah.
Now when I crank it up on the CD player, let me see if I can hear you channeling some Mel Lewis.
Thank you.
right. That's Big Dipper. I guess it does have kind of a 60s swinging feel. I'm going to move on to another one, Arrival. That's the name of this song. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so Arrival is a medium kind of up-tempo tune and written by American composer Jay Chataway.
Okay.
You know, Jay writes for film and television, and he's mostly known for composer for the Star Trek television series. But he wrote for Maynard Ferguson during the 70s.
Wow.
And this is a great song featuring, it has a little drum feature on it, and it was actually the first tune we recorded on the record, and I just remember what that was like and the excitement of the very first take of the very first tune. So so that's what Arrival is. Maybe I arrived at that point.
Good job. What a hot track. That is Ben Bailey and his Nashville Big Band playing a Jay Chataway tune called Arrival. And I happen to be talking with Ben on the phone right now, and his new CD is called A Bird in the Hand. And one of the things you might want to know about it, it's kind of special. It features 8 tracks, and they're all kind of pulled from the vault, so to speak. A lot of these you won't hear unless you're listening to late night jazz radio. So, Ben, I know that we talked about this earlier, but there is a track on here called Why Bother. Buddy Rich did this in a much faster way than you did on the CD. So I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that and how you approached it and the man who wrote it, Matt Harris.
Oh, Matt's a wonderful writer. You know, Why Bother was actually originally recorded by the Buddy Rich Big Band at a very fast tempo. And working with Duffy Jackson on this project, he encouraged me to really play it much slower tempo, you know, to enable the band to really sit deeply within the groove. But Why Bother features some great, amazing soloing by tenor saxophonist, Nashville recording artist Kenny Anderson. And Kitty, you know, he passionately solos behind the band and brings it to a whole other level during the recording. And Joe Gross plays trumpet on that as well. But it's just the piece builds and builds and builds towards the end. But we, like I said, we play it slower than the original, and it just has a totally new kind of feel to it.
I always wonder what happens when somebody, you know, I'm sure that was Duffy's idea, as you said, but when you're fooling with the tempo, I wonder how the original intent was, you know. And
exactly.
Sometimes people don't mind as long as, hey, you know, you're giving it new life and you're giving it, you know, putting a new dimension on it.
Exactly. So we had fun with Why Bother, and it is definitely a slower and a more serious piece on the record for us.
That's wonderful. Good job. I like that.
Oh, thanks, Gene.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Ben Bailey, for sharing your CD and stories from behind the scenes in the studio. I really appreciate it. You can go to Ben Bailey Music, everybody, for more information on how to get this new CD, A Bird in the Hand. It is Ben Bailey and the Nashville Big Band. And thanks very much for hanging with me. It's Strong Rider on the radio, and my name is Dean Olson. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Strong Rider on the radio with your host, Dean Olson.